There are moments when God teaches quietly, without announcement or urgency, through something so ordinary that it would be easy to miss if we were not paying attention. This morning felt like one of those moments. I was sitting outside in the cool hush of early light, Bible open in my lap, the world still softened by the gentleness that comes before the day fully wakes. The air carried that faint chill that lingers between seasons. Everything around me felt unhurried, as though creation itself was pausing to breathe. My eyes drifted from the page to a small tree in the yard, one I have passed countless times without much thought. All winter long, it had stood bare and stark, its branches thin and empty, offering no sign of life. It had looked, to any reasonable observer, like something that had already given all it had to give. But this morning, something had changed. Where there had been only lifeless branches, there were now small, tender buds pressing quietly into view. Not fully formed leaves, not yet the fullness of what they would become, but unmistakable signs of life, quiet, deliberate, certain. It was as though the tree had held a secret beneath the surface all along. It was something invisible during the long stretch of winter. It did not announce itself until the exact moment it was ready to be seen. I lingered there, sensing this was more than a change of season. The moment felt like a whisper to be received, not rushed past. Winter, by every outward measure, appears unproductive. It strips things down. It takes away what once was vibrant and full, leaving behind something that looks diminished, exposed, and at times forgotten. We are so conditioned to associate life with visible growth, with movement, with evidence we can point to and say, there, something is happening. And when that evidence disappears, when the leaves fall and the branches stand bare, we quietly begin to assume that something essential has been lost, or that something has ended. Yet that small tree told a different story. What looked lifeless in that tree was never truly dead, just as spiritual seasons that look empty may still hold purpose. Beneath the apparent dormancy, something had been steadily unfolding the entire time. The roots remained anchored, symbolizing persistence and unseen faith. The internal work of renewal was still underway. Life had not ceased. It had simply withdrawn from view. When the time was right, not rushed, not forced, not early, new growth began to emerge, gently but undeniably. I think about how often I have misread my own seasons this same way. There have been stretches of my life that felt stripped down to the core. What once felt full and certain became quiet, uncertain, and painfully still. Seasons where prayers did not seem to carry the same clarity. Times when direction felt blurred. The evidence I once leaned on was no longer there in front of me. In those moments, it was easy to wonder if something had shifted in a way that would not return. If perhaps God had grown distant. Or if the work he was doing had somehow slowed. But Scripture reminds us otherwise, even when our circumstances try to argue the opposite. In Isaiah 55:10-11, we are told that just as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so is the word of God. It does not return empty, but accomplishes what he desires. Even when we cannot see the immediate result, even when the ground looks unchanged, something is happening beneath the surface that cannot be undone. Winter is not the absence of God's work. It is often the place where some of his deepest work takes root. It is in the hidden places that strength is built. Roots grow deeper there. Endurance is formed in ways that cannot be replicated in easier seasons. There is quiet preparation in the stillness, a forming that does not demand attention, but produces something lasting. We tend to celebrate the blooming, the visible evidence of life. But the blooming is only possible because of what was developed in the unseen. That tree did not suddenly come to life this morning. It revealed a life that had been forming all along, and maybe that is what some of us need to remember, especially when the days feel long and the progress feels invisible. If you are in a season that feels like winter, where things look bare, where movement feels slow or non-existent, where you are tempted to question whether anything meaningful is happening, it does not mean God has stepped away. It may mean he is working in places too deep for you to see right now. It may mean that what he is forming in you requires stillness, requires hiddenness, requires time that does not align with your desire for visible progress. And if we are honest, we are not very comfortable with that kind of waiting. We want reassurance we can point to. We want signs that validate the process. We want to know that something is happening in real time, something we can measure and understand. But God does not always work in ways that satisfy our need for evidence. Sometimes he invites us to trust what we cannot yet see, to believe that beneath what feels like stillness, something is quietly taking shape. The buds on that tree were small, easy to overlook. Yet they were enough to change the narrative, enough to say this is not over, enough to say what seemed like an ending was not the end. Perhaps that is the invitation for us as well, not to rush the season we are in, not to resent the quiet or the hidden, but to trust that God is faithful to bring life in its appointed time. Not early, not late, but exactly when it is meant to appear. There is something deeply steadying about that kind of timing. It reminds us that we are not responsible for forcing growth, for manufacturing outcomes, or for trying to bring spring into a season that is still meant to be winter. Our role is not to produce the bloom. Our role is to remain rooted, to stay anchored in him, and to trust that what he has planted will not be wasted. Because it will not. The same God who forms life in hidden places is the God who brings it into the light. The same God who works in silence is the God who reveals his work in due time. And nothing that is being developed beneath the surface is insignificant, even if it feels that way while you are living through it. That small tree did not strive to prove that it was still alive. It simply remained what it was created to be, held steady through a season that looked barren, but was anything but empty. And when the time came, life emerged in a way that could not be denied. Maybe that is where peace begins to return for us, not when everything changes at once, but when we begin to trust that even here, even now, something is still being formed. Even here, God is at work. Father God, thank you for the reminder that you are always working, even when I cannot see it. Thank you for the seasons that feel full and alive, and for the ones that feel quiet and hidden, where you are doing a deeper work in me. Help me to trust you in the winter places, when everything looks still and uncertain, and I am tempted to believe that nothing is happening. Strengthen my faith to believe that you are forming something beneath the surface, something that will come to life in your perfect timing. Teach me to remain rooted in you, to rest in your process, and to trust that nothing you are doing is ever wasted. And when the time comes for what you are growing to be revealed, let it bring glory to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.